southeast.
Part of life around Merimbula through 106.3 FM.
News of an abalone bust along the south coast is all too common, but included in the latest catch by the Department of Primary Industries was a huge haul of whelks. Two Victorian men will face court after being found with illegal quantities of both shellfish, abalone and whelks. 83 abalone, in fact, and 776 whelks. Fisheries inspectors pounced earlier this month after spotting the two fishermen acting suspiciously near waters at Merimbula. Now, whelks are a common sight in the sandy shallows of south coast estuaries, but a new addition to illegal fishing in the region. For his perspective, we're joined by Merimbula-based abalone diver and old salt, John Smythe. Morning, John. How are you going?
Oh, good morning, Ian. Yeah.
Let's first explain what a whelk is. They're pretty distinctive and most people will know them. How would you describe them?
Well, they're about 2 inches long, or is that 50 mils in the new scale?
Yeah.
they're a spiralling shell. And if you've ever gone and collected shells with your kids to make necklaces and you notice the little hole in the shell, this has been made by whelks. That's one of their, they predate on little shells and drill into them with that spirally end of theirs and then open the shell and get a meal. So they do, as you mentioned, they're quite prominent on the sand flats, and you can even see them, especially at low tide, on the coastal lakes like Merimbula and so on up and down the south coast here.
As you say, John, a fairly common sight, a tall spiralling shell around 50 millimetres long, the sort of shell you'd stick on top of a sand castle with the kids. You'd see them regularly during summer, but I wasn't aware that you could eat them. Bait, yeah, okay, I can see them on the end of a hook perhaps, but you can eat them by the sound of things, given that these two fishermen have been busted at Merimbula with an esky full of them.
Yeah, that's right. And as we were discussing yesterday, it probably reflects the changing tastes of different cultures in Australia that happens over the years. And, you occasionally see them at the fish markets. There's a range of shellfish now that are quite common at the fish markets that are commercially caught, and whelks are one of them. But you don't see them as much as you'd see the blood cockles or the what they call the Vongole shells or pippies, for example. But you do see them occasionally, so they do constitute part of the diet of some cultures. And obviously, these people had found a stash of them, and they'd obviously taken far too much above their bag limit, which was 20, I believe. Mm-hmm. So there is an acceptance that they will be taken for food, and since the bag limit's in there to protect them, and obviously these guys have abused that to a great deal, and so whether they're going to eat them themselves or pass them on in the black market, I don't know, but It's different. It is different, as you mentioned. It's something that doesn't happen every day.
Is this the start of something? Perhaps are we seeing shellfish or marine creatures that haven't been targeted by illegal fishermen in the past being more so targeted now because of these changing taste buds and the influence of other cultures?
Well, what you're seeing, particularly around the heavily populated areas of Sydney, is a lot of the shellfish-like whelks and such that you can gather in the rock pools around the rock platforms from, say, Wollongong to Newcastle and around Sydney, they're being fished out.
Right.
And some of these areas have been particularly set aside. Long Reef's a good example. It's a marine reserve. And they have been set aside for protection of the biodiversity, and that obviously is being abused by people that want to take too many of these shellfish and so on, sea urchins, things like that, and to eat. So it is it's been building up over the years, and it's probably not new around Sydney, but it is rather new here because they're still healthy stocks.
And perhaps a risk that these people are moving south as those areas around Wollongong and Sydney are fished out, they're moving further south to look for their catch?
Well, that's right. Yeah. And, we've seen the same happen in the past with abalone, that stocks around Sydney have been seriously depleted by abalone theft, and disregarding for both bag limit and size limits. And you're seeing that down here with other products like, you know, sea urchins, for example, and the whelks and pippies and the, particularly the blood cockles as well that you get in the estuaries.
As you say, they are a legal catch. There's a bag limit of 20 when it comes to, I guess, recreational fishermen. But is there anyone locally, legal fishermen, commercial fishermen, making a buck out of whelks or getting into this fishery?
There's a class of licence called a hand gatherer's licence, and people owning those have fairly strict restrictions on how much they can take commercially and where, because there's a number of estuaries closed, but they can commercially harvest them. But as I said earlier, there's not often you see the actual whelks. They're fairly small. But you do see the blood cockles, for example, that have been caught in, say, the upper lake of Marimbula or Wallaga and some of the open estuaries remaining on the coast. And that itself is a fairly small market as well. But there is a commercial fishery and there's a couple of licences on this coast for hand gathering. And obviously they have to abide by a size limit and appropriate restrictions in place on them to guarantee the sustainability of that fishery.
John, just briefly, you've mentioned a number of closed estuaries in our conversation this morning when it comes to collecting whelks. Where aren't you allowed to collect whelks along our coastline? Where are those estuaries that are closed to this?
Look, the best thing would be to look up the fisheries website if you're going to do that. But from my knowledge, it's the bottom lake of Marimbula. You're not allowed to take shellfish. Churros is closed. I know that it's a fishing haven, so you're not allowed to take anything in Churros Lakes, for example. But the Coil on the north side, I think you are. So I'm not sure about Womboyne and places like that, but Womboyne has been closed to commercial fishing for a long time, and so has Wagonga, but you may be able to take them there. You'd have to look that up.
And, John, what do they taste like? How do you cook them up? A nice tomatoey, garlicky sauce, perhaps? What do they taste like? How do they cook them, do you know?
Yeah, okay. Look, I haven't eaten them, those whelks that these guys were caught with, but we have tried the turbo shells, which is, they're a rounder shell, but and you do see them occasionally on the market, but you steam them open and you predominantly get a little chunk of meat. But predominantly you get a big lump of gut.
Right.
And so they're not really appealing to my taste, and so I've never really gotten into them much. But I've actually had some Maoris prepare it up in the chowder, and it was absolutely delicious.
One for the next camping trip, perhaps.
Yeah, they are a bit chewy.
John, great to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much for bringing your experience to this. Have a good day.
No worries. Thanks, Eddie.
Cheers. Bye-bye. John Smythe there, Marimbula-based abalone diver and old salt of the region.
Local news, local weather. Breakfast with Ian Campbell on ABC Southeast.